Tonight's shir, Siman Reish of Gimel, Seif Dalet, Hey, and Vav. Seif Dalet. B'shas ha-kinyon yesh levorich afa pishi dayan l'nishtamish behem. For new kelim, for new items that a person says to Shechianu, he should say the bracha as soon as he buys it, even though he hasn't used it yet. She'na bracha ela ayde simchas alev shu simech b'kniyah sam, because the bracha is because of the joy that a person experiences when he makes the purchase. Ugesha yilbishem, when he puts them on of his clothing, mevorachas say a bracha malbish arumim. Mr. Bursif Kon Yazan, Mishasa Kinimichulu, Vidavkim Kona Beget, Shiroi Lulov Sho Tekev, to say the bracha on a garment when you buy it, right when you buy it, means this garment is fit to wear right now. But if you buy something which isn't fit to wear or to use right now, whether it needs tailoring or assembly required, it's got to give it to a tailor to fix it up. So he's not going to say the bracha shechianu until he actually is wearing the garment or using the kli. If you look in Shaar Tzion Chaf Aleph, he points out to a chiddush Mekiva Eger. The Mekiva Eger is mesupik linyan bayis shel levorach hashikpa mezuzah. That when you buy a house, we said you make a bracha, but he says maybe you have to wait to put the mezuzahs on. V'chein le'inyan kelim shetzrichin tevila ad sheyitblim. And if it's utensils that you eat with, maybe you can't make a bracha until you tovel them. Shiru l'shtamash, because then you are fit. It's fit to be used. So there's a suffix big eger that you cannot make the bracha yet because it's not ready to use until you tovel it or until you put it the mezuzahs. Now he makes a note that if you're going to have a check for shatness, could be you can't make the bracha either. He says if you buy it from a chayit neman that there's no shatness, so then you should shechen right away. But let's say you didn't get it from a neman, you don't have the shatness in it. So then it becomes like you didn't put the mezuzah on, you didn't take the kelim yet. You can't wear it until you check for shatnas. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Yudches. Malbish Arumim. When he wears it, he says, the bracha malbish arumim, hainu kodesh shechon, which is before shechionu. Achenim loivish abeget shachris, but if he's putting on the clothing in the morning, yacholot seis, but v'yachas malbish arumim, shemavarach v'yachas shachar. He can be yaitzit with the bracha he says when he says v'yachas shachar. Seif hei. So if he purchases items that he and his family will use, instead of saying Shechianu, he should say Atov HaMeitiv. If he receives it as a gift, he'll say Atov HaMeitiv, because there's a Tova for him and the one who gave it. If it's something he and his family uses, but if he buys for himself his own thing, and for the family their thing, on his he says shechianu. And for the family he says hadav meitiv. The tov hu l'didei shezacha shiyu bnei beiso melubashan b'shechavod. It's a tova for him that he merits to have his children wearing nice clothing. And the meitiv is the children themselves, that they get to wear the nice clothes. This is if he buys for his wife and kids. But if he buys clothing for his servants and maidservants, that's not good for him. It's as if he's giving them something that's part of their wage that is coming to them. Unless he personally will use them as well. If he receives a gift, this refers to items or clothing that the recipient is happy about. This is not cash. A recipient of money is embarrassed. He can't make a bracha. It's a different thing. When you receive money, there may be a sense of shame as opposed to an item. It's good for the recipient and the one who gave the gift. If the recipient is poor, so it's good for the one who gave it. Gave him the merit that he, the ability to do tzedakah. If the recipient is wealthy, the one who gave it is also happy. That the wealthy man took his gift, that's considered a tova for the noisin. There are achrim who argue this decision. The sphere they hold. Based on the conclusion of our Gemara, the bracha is only when he and others share in a physical goodness. Well, the fees according to this, when he receives items as a gift, the recipient will say shechiyanu, because the fact that the nosin did tzedakah does not rate for the bracha tov lametiv. There are those who hold the halacha like the pesach of Shulchan Aruch. Now they will say a tov by the case of the gift and not shechenu. Well, the ma'isa nira the tov yoyisa linuk bezel avarch berachas shechenu for berachas tov. But in practice, it would seem that the better thing to do is to say shechenu and not a tov lametiv. Kasher berarnu bever halacha, as we clarified in the ber halacha. Because basically he points out that many Rishonim do not bring this Yerushalayim al-Halacha, not the Rif, not the Rambam, and Bepashtas, if they didn't bring it, it means they don't pass in this way. Therefore, he feels the Halacha that it's not the way to go. It seems the Bavli Pashtas is Cholik on the Yerushalmi, and that's why these Yerushalmi don't bring this Halacha l'maisa, and therefore we shouldn't do it. When we come Malkam, however, B'malkam sh'no'agin sh'o'isin halbosh l'n'or mi'sumim, in places where they have a practice of getting clothing to clothe young men who are orphans, the Yisoyimim will say the bracha malbish arumim, will be a tov meitav and a tov meitav as well. Why? Because he's not the only one who receives the clothing. All the boys are getting clothing. Because in a place where you say hatov meitav, most poskim hold the aim of bracha shechinu, you're not going to say shechiyanu as well. So it's one or the other. You're not going to do both brachas. And in Mela, it's not that we look at the nosein and the recipient, but rather we're looking at all the recipients. There's multiple recipients. If there's multiple recipients, so that would be different. Se'iv vav. Al davar she'enu chashuv kol kach. On an item that's not that significant, kagon, for instance, chaluk, undergarments, o minolim, or shoes, van pilos, stockings, or socks, perish, minolim, ketanim, shechayf, and ofareg, these are small types of shoes that cover most of the foot. Ein levarach aleim, you don't make a bracha on those things. Vim ho'ani v'simeach behem, if he's poor and really appreciates it, yivarach, he says the bracha. The Amos says, v'yesh oim, some say, dafilu ani enim levarach, al chaluk, u minolim, v'chadoimah. Others say no. Even a poor person is not going to make a bracha on undergarments and shoes and socks. That is the practice. There's a minig to say to someone who's wearing a new garment, you wore out the old and you should have the new stuff and enjoy it. Tischadesh. The yesh mishakas of others write she'ein lo merkein al min alim o begadim hanasime oros shal behema. Others say it's very nice to say that, but not when they're wearing shoes or other garments that come from animal skin. Dimkain, because if so, ha'yitzvichim l'hamis behema acheres techila, you have to kill another animal, she'chalish v'mena begin acher, in order to make the new garment. Uksiv, and with Pasuk says, v'rachamav al kol ma'asav. Hashem's compassion is on all his creatures, all his deeds. So the fact that an animal had to be killed to get its hide, to make the clothing, we're not going to say tischadesh. V'hinei atam cholush ma'o. This is a very weak argument. Ve'enu nira, it doesn't seem right. Komokam rab makbidim azeh. But many people are careful with this. Shalom l'om, not to say it. So the Ramah doesn't buy it. This is what animals are for. They're for us to take the leather and make shoes and the like. But l'maisa, he says many people don't do it. Mishnah Berurah sifkan chav beis. Kigon choluk v'chulu. Things that are not considered significant, like undergarments. V'wadin. Shar kelim, the same is true of any other item. Shein chashum, they're not significant. Vein derech lesmoch behem, it's not common to be happy about it. So he notes on the side, what about a talis katan? Where does a talis katan fit in? So he brings from Igros Moshe that the Shulchan Aruch seems to say in Hichasitzis that you say shachyonu. However, he says, you're not going to make the brach unless it's really chashuv to you. For most people, talis katan is not considered a beged chashuv. Even though he's happy about the mitzvah, that's not enough to make the bracha. Since the beg is not choshev. Tals godol, vadai, say shechyonu, it's a beg at choshev. So my feeling is, it depends on tals katan. There's tals katan, and there's tals katan. You have some tals katan that look like an undershirt with strings hanging down, and that might not be so choshev. Then you have a wool tallis katan with expensive tzitzis that could cost you $40. That's pretty chashev. That's pretty chashev. And wait, once you get into the world of tchelis, then it's another 70, whatever it is. So I think it depends. For some people, tallis katan is taka beged chashev. It's a big deal. For other people, it's not. So it really may depend on the person. Sivka and chav gimel. V'yesh oimim da'afilu ani v'chulu. Some say that even the ani is not going to make the bracha, despite the fact that he's very happy with new underwear and new socks. Svir luhu, the yesh omer hold. The davka beget samur chadoyme, only woolen garments or things like that. Dava sheish bem chashivas katsas, things that are special, a little bit. Dami ledavar habam is malzman, that's comparable to things that come periodically. The stabani adam is chachan on the prokim, because people will purchase these things. The prokim will ought to mean on rare occasion, they're going to, at rare intervals, they will get these things. V'shaych al zeh shechyanu, so then say shechyanu. Mashenkin elu shregilin tamil ischadei shestabin under. For most people, they're always getting new underwear, new socks. It's not so uncommon. V'shaych al zeh levor shechyanu zon hazeh. So therefore, we're not going to make shechyanu that we came lezman hazeh. Sevkon chav dal, v'cheinu hagin. The minig is not to make the bracha on underwears and shoes and the like. I'm a gnevon b'hago, shadvaz machriya lo'ani levarich. If you look in Magnavam and Vilna Goyen, the Radvaz concluded that a poor person does say the bracha. V'ayim p'fim b'god, b'darach ha'chayim, sh'pos to the ma'isi yesh anagda filo ani lo yivarach l'kenim sh'enu chashuv and ke'ilum, yet the p'fim b'god, b'darach ha'chayim conclude that the ma'isa, the practice is that ani does not make a bracha on these items because we don't consider them chashuv. Sivkan chav hei behema, kelim, clothing or shoes that come from animal hides, we're not going to say tivale v'tischadish. Afilu tumei, it makes the difference if it's a kosher animal or not. V'afilu min acher rak she'tofer tachtov me'os behema, even if it's from a different material. But for the sole, they use animal skin. So it's leather soles and man-made uppers, whatever they call it, doesn't make a difference. The fact that they're using animal skin as part of this shoe is enough to take away. We don't say tischadish on that. The notes ask the question, what shechyanu? We'd actually say tischadish on leather, but will we say shechyanu on leather? So he brings the kafachayim b'shem prima godim stechamid, that even though the Ramah says not to say teval v'tischadish, because you don't want to have to kill animals, but shechyanu is different. Shechyanu is going to make shechyanu. So that's the psak of Rabbi Yoshev as well, say shechyanu on the alayim chashuvos v'yikaros. Special expensive shoes that say shechyanu also. Shlomo Zalman said the minig is not say shechyanu on any shoes, no matter how choshev they are, even alligator shoes, whatever it is, you're still not going to make shechyanu. So do you say tischadish if someone gets new glasses? So he said there's a machloikis. Do you say shechyanu new glasses? Do we say it's a medical tool that improves his eyesight, so you don't make a bracha? And or you say it's a style, it's a fashion statement. So l'chur, tischadish would be totally in that. If you say, you don't say shechyanu, it's an appliance to help him see better, why would you say tischadish? But if you say this is it's an accessory, so maybe you would say tischadish.